Now turn to Section 4. Section 4. You'll hear a lecturer talking to students about languages. First, you have some time to look at questions 31 to 36. Now listen carefully and answer questions 31 to 36.
Good afternoon, everybody. Today, in the first lecture on anthropology, we're going to look at languages and how they are disappearing fast and what effect that's having on people and the world as a whole. We hear so much in the news about the possible extinction of animal and plant species in the world. It's a sad thing that one day certain animals will cease to exist. But how many of you are aware that the world's languages are facing a similar threat? Believe it or not, there are currently more than 6,000 languages spoken in the world today, but experts believe that by the end of this century, this number will be reduced to half. And as each language dies, the culture and specialized knowledge of a community dies with it. The unique knowledge of the environment, local wildlife, plants, animals, and ecosystems, not to mention the cultural traditions of the people themselves, will become lost forever. In essence, each language is not just spoken or written words strung together. Language has the power to hold the entire history of a people. Approximately one language dies every 2 weeks. This is an unprecedented situation. Never before in history has there been this rate of rapid decline. Most human languages are spoken by relatively very few people. Let's put this into perspective. The Ethnologue, the leading authority on the world's languages, has put together a list of every living language known to man. There are over 6,500, of which 6,000 have available population figures. Now, 109 million people speak just 10 of these languages, and they are the major languages of the world. At the opposite end of the scale, there are minority languages which are only spoken by a few people, and that's what this chart is illustrating. The number of languages is represented on the vertical axis, and the total number of languages that make up this group is an astounding 1,619. For each of these smaller language groups, the population range of speakers goes from 1 to 999. Even more incredible is the fact that out of these small languages, over 200 of them have a speaker population ranging from just 1 to 9. Imagine only 9 people speaking your language in the whole world, or even only 1 or 2 people. Now, let's think geographically. In total, there are 516 languages that are nearly extinct, where only a few members of the older generation survive. When they die, the language will die with them, lost forever. The majority of nearly extinct languages come from the Pacific and the Americas, making up 74%, followed by Asia at 15%. Europe has the smallest percentage of languages that are nearly extinct, only 2%.
Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 37 to 40. Now listen and answer questions 37 to 40.
Entire languages which have survived for centuries are disappearing as we speak. But why is this happening now? There are several reasons for a language's demise. Globalization has made the world smaller, and technology has made it easier for people separated by vast distances to communicate in a common language, which further ensures the growth in economic status for such communities. Minority languages have given way to the main languages of global communication, like English. On a social level, speakers may feel the minority language to be old-fashioned and behind the times. Maybe even speakers are slightly embarrassed to speak the language of their forefathers, identifying more with an international language that brings with it improved economic status. Now, some do argue that a reduction in the number of world languages is inevitable, and anything to ease communication between nations is a good thing, and, granted, there is a point to be made there, but what are the long-term implications of this? Consider this. Language, in both spoken and written form, is the vehicle for oral traditions to be passed down through generations. When a language becomes extinct, this link is broken and these oral traditions are lost. This has enormous implications for the identity of a community. We can't stop the changes that are happening in the world, but we can try to keep languages alive through language maintenance programs and by documenting languages before they disappear, so they can be studied and maybe even resurrected in the future. It's also important to remember that many people who speak threatened languages can neither read nor write. Helping them become literate goes a long way towards protecting the language. Preserving a language is not easy, but there have been exceptional cases where languages have been brought back to life. In Ireland, Irish Gaelic, once a dying language, through national determination, is now spoken by 13% of the country's population. We'll go into what happened there in more detail in my second lecture.
That is the end of section 4. You now have half a minute to check your answers. That is the end of the listening test. You now have 10 minutes to transfer your answers to the listening answer sheet.